Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Find Your Brave Masterclass. My name is Clarissa Findlay. I'm your host today, and I'm so excited to have Kathy DiGiacomo joining us today. Kathy is a confidence and success coach. She's an expert in art expression, mindfulness, guided imagery, and confidence and success. She specializes in personal growth, anxiety relief, and relationship coaching. Kathy is a psychotherapist who has been seeing patients for 7 years. She offers her services online or in person. She's managed, created, and trained her own cutting-edge programs in topics such as mental bullying, self-care, boundaries, and cognitive thinking. Her unique and practical approach has a proven track record for getting powerful breakthroughs and long-term results. She provides weekly support and practical feedback to help her coaching clients effectively address personal life challenges. She utilizes coaching techniques and assignments to offer a highly personalized step-by-step program tailored to help you achieve what you want for a new life. With compassion and understanding, she works with you to build on your strengths and attain the personal growth you are committed to achieving. Kathy has 5 years of experience acting under the influence of Francis Ford Coppola, a master's degree in psychology, certificates and experience in dance, drama, and art expression. Kathy has been mentored by leaders from many walks of life, ranging from life coaches to founders of large corporations. Welcome, Kathy. I'm excited that you're joining us today and excited for what you're about to share.
Yeah, so I'm glad to be here, Clarissa.
Yes, thank you. So to start off, you know, I just always like to give you a little bit more of an opportunity to share a little bit more of your story. It sounds like you've, you know, walked in a couple of different ways of life. So I'm sure you have so much experience to share. And as far as this topic that we're talking about today of, you know, finding your brave and owning your voice and stepping forward in your power, what are some moments along your journey where those things helped you to, you know, and have brought you to where you currently are now?
Well, as far as, you know, in the past days, I wasn't like this, but I'll share with you my journey in a few minutes. But, you know, nowadays when I speak, I have the confidence that I need behind me to believe that what I'm saying is valid. And, you know, so having that confidence behind your voice is very powerful. It's very empowering. And the confidence that I feel is that I know who I am. I know what I represent, and I have the confidence and courage to say that and to believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did you want to hear about my journey to get here?
Yeah, just share a little bit, you know, briefly what your journey has been here, like what brought you to where you are, how you discovered that the path that you're on now is what was meant for you. And if there's any, you know, it doesn't have to be, but if there's any specific moments that stand out to you along that journey when you did use your voice and step forward in that, that would be beneficial for
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I come from a verbally and mentally abusive background. My parents were alcoholics, and it was a very toxic environment most of my childhood. And so of course, I grew up with no confidence, no self-esteem. And then the turning point for me after years of raising my family and, you know, running businesses, which was all, you know, a part of the avoidance of what I needed to look at in my own self, becoming a workaholic. And so after about 25 years of that, we had a tragedy in our life, and my husband fell 18 feet off of a roof that he was cleaning. And we had been together 35 years then, married. Just before that happened, he had a mental breakdown. And so with the combination of those things, we actually lost everything. So we lost our home, the business that I was running with him because he could no longer participate in it. And the interesting thing was, you know, I didn't have an education. I didn't have any way of supporting myself. My husband pretty much had been my hero and done, you know, earned our living, and I created the business. And so when all that went away, I pretty much didn't know what to do or where to turn. But as a result, it opened doors and it totally did a 180 in my life, changed my life forever. And because of, you know, what I had been through all those years, I started realizing, well, what am I going to do? You know, I was 50 at the time, and I'm just like, okay, I have no job. I have no education. And so, you know, part of finding my voice was, okay, then I need to change that. And so I started with a GED, and then went and got my AA and my BA. And right in the middle of my BA, my father passed away. And being my abuser, that was really difficult, because I admired him, but at the same time, I was confused about the way he treated me. And so I had to stop school for a couple of years and actually grieve the loss of that. So that gave me that experience of grieving, which I also incorporate in some of my coaching and my training. But so then I ended up wanting to help others, and I got my master's degree in psychology and realized that, you know, there were people out there that may have gone through what I went through and need that support, need to know that someone is there for them, someone understands, you know, and someone has empathy for what they went through. And so I went on to get my master's, graduated, and became a psychotherapist. And then about 5 years into it, I realized, well, you know, I can do this in two different ways. I can do it as a psychotherapist, or I can do it as a coach. And so for the last few years, I've also been helping people with coaching. And it's really great about it is you can do it virtually, so they don't have to go anywhere. It's recorded. They get to listen to it over and over again. So that's been a real thrill to get to that place.
Yeah, I bet. What an incredible story, you know, and how perfect your message is, because part of this series of what I've wanted to bring forward for women is that, you know, we get to not, you know, we get to be our own heroes. We get to create things in our life so that we don't have to depend on other people, whether, you know, for whatever reason that might become a situation that we would be in, where we would have to be, where we would get to be the one to create that for our families or for, you know, whatever might happen. So well, that's a really powerful story, Kathy. Thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
So, you know, so what does it look like for you when you think about owning your voice? And was there something that you experienced in your life, and you've shared a little bit here, that helped you to do that? You know, was it the experience of kind of having to be, you know, having to for your family, or was it before then? Or share with us what that looks like for you.
Well, because I didn't really have a voice when I was, you know, in that growing up with my parents, I just had to go with whatever was there. I mean, there was times that I even ran away and, you know, they called the police, and of course the police sided with my parents. So I felt very trapped as a child and teenager. And so being able to, you know, as an adult, have that tragedy happen that totally turned everything around gave me a voice. And, you know, now I'm really confident and proud of, you know, what I can tell people and how I can help them with that voice. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. And what does it look like to own your voice? You know, for listeners who are listening, like, what does that mean for you?
Well, it means to be able to, you know, say what you're saying and know that what you represent is the truth. And a lot of that comes from, you know, self-care, what I call like a me time, where you spend that time with yourself, kind of nurturing yourself. You know, as a child and an adult or young adult, I wasn't able to do that. If I had known that or been able to do it, I might have come out of that, you know, better than I did. But so that's what I teach people, is how to take that me time to just really look inside yourself and find that voice. When I began this journey, I didn't even know what I liked. I mean, someone asked me, well, what do you like or what do you like to do? And I'm like, wow, I don't know. And, you know, that's the case for a lot of women.
Yeah.
They're givers and they want to make sure everything has what they need. And so as a result, we burn out because we're always giving, 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 and we're never filling ourselves up so that we have our own voice.
I love that you point that out because that is such a huge characteristic of so many of the women that I talk to. I'm sure same for you. And I felt the same way. Like that was the beginning of my journey as well. When I, you know, was like on a date with somebody and they were like, well, what do you like? And I'm like, I don't even know. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know what makes me who I am, and beginning that process. And I think that until you have uncovered that and until you have discovered that of who you really are for yourself, it's really hard to have a voice and stand on your own two feet because you're just kind of always putting everyone else first and not really being able to stand on anything.
Yeah, or you're taking on other people's beliefs, you know,
yeah.
And so you haven't really looked at, well, what do I believe? And, you know, what is my voice supposed to say?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that kind of leads into my next question of what it looks like to really trust yourself. And along with that, what are some tools that you've either used for yourself when you were on the journey or that you use with your clients now to help them learn how to tune into that and to really start doing that uncovering process of uncovering who they are, really are, what they really believe in, what matters to them. So that they then can stand on their own.
Right. And so the journey, I mean, not only did I get an education, but along with that journey, I also developed my own person just by being in recovery from codependency and living in anxiety. I mean, that's what I lived in, you know, with my parents is anxiety. And I became a codependent. And so I help a lot of people learn how to set boundaries for themselves, you know, because it's part of loving themselves. A lot of times we take on thinking if we were verbally abused, then what happens is our psyche tells us, well, you're bad. You know, you're not worth anything. Mm-hmm. You don't have any value. And so we kind of have to retrain our mind to think differently than that. And what I sometimes call a bully in our head, you know, I learned to turn that around. And when the bully would speak those things to me, I would make up affirmations the opposite of that and stand up to it, just like you have to stand up to a bully in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was part of my journey, too, as well as, you know, getting my own therapy for 20 years. You know, learning how to psychologically change that thinking in my mind. And I really believe that the way we think, you know, and that we don't realize it, but we can think what we are thinking on purpose. And a lot of people think, oh, those are just my thoughts. I can't get rid of those. I mean, what am I do with those? You know, but you can. And that's where the empowerment comes. Is when you actually talk back to those negative cognitions and negative thoughts.
Yeah, I absolutely 100% agree. Is there any kind of process that you find works really well to do that, or is it just you know, recognizing and then negating the negative thoughts?
I actually wrote a book called Four Keys to Purpose, Passion, and Freedom, and in that book, it's just a small ebook, but in that book, it describes the four steps, you know, and there are definitely four steps, you know, where you have to identify, you know, the negative thinking, and then you have to, you know, once you've identified it, then you have to stand up to it, reverse what's coming into your mind. Sometimes I'll even call it a gatekeeper, you know, and it seems like even in my life, when I was ready to just kind of get on a threshold of moving up in the ranks, that's when the gatekeeper gets the worst. and really starts telling you some bad stuff because it doesn't want you to move forward and have confidence.
Yeah.
So there's more in the ebook that talks about, you know, the four different steps to actually accomplish that. And if you keep repeating those four steps, you actually do change your thinking.
Mm. Okay, great. That's great. And I think when we were talking before we jumped on the line, I think that that's your gift that you're giving. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great. And that will be here. I'll let you talk about that a little bit more at the end. But that's really great that you'll be giving that. And I agree. I loved what you said, like the gatekeeper, and it like will kind of start to feel harder for a minute because it's our ego that wants to keep us safe and comfortable in the way that we are used to thinking, and anything outside of that feels like it's not okay, right? And so it is a process, and it definitely takes some heavy lifting sometimes to begin to reroute those habits of the way that we think, but it's so worth it to put in that effort and work.
It is, it really is.
Yeah, absolutely. So where does true confidence come from, and how can you develop it?
Well, I think like what we've already been talking about, a lot of it is where the confidence comes from. You know, just being able to change your thinking, and then thinking, and in that change, feeling more valuable about who you are and what you represent. excuse me. So, a lot of times, I talk to my patients about, you know, how digging deep into their reason for the negative thinking, you know, like, why am I thinking that? And sometimes we can actually go, okay, you know, sometimes we get depressed or anxious, and we can say, what I've been thinking about for the last couple of days. And almost always, especially if you're journaling, which is really helpful, most always you will realize that the thoughts you've been thinking were negative, which is creating your negative behaviors, which then in turn is giving you lack of confidence, because you're looking at your behaviors and go, oh my gosh, look at how I'm acting, you know, when you know you really don't want to act that way. But when you get a hold of that piece where you can actually change that thinking and behave differently, then you start having more confidence in yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And I absolutely agree. And I love that you brought this up, because it's something that actually hasn't come up, I don't think, in any of our other interviews so far, is this concept of our thoughts, not just our behavior, but our having better thoughts, creating that confidence. And as we do the work and watch yourself improve, and then still, you know, like it's just like another skill that you're developing and gaining confidence in. But it's a skill of your own thoughts. So that's really powerful.
Yeah, and like the other thing I always say is, you know, doing things afraid, maybe something that you don't want to face, something you're afraid of. And then when you just push yourself and do it, even though you're afraid, you can kind of step back and go, wow, look at what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it really wasn't the person with the low self-esteem that did it. You know, and it's a way of building your confidence.
Totally. Totally. That's like the best feeling ever, when you just force yourself to do something that feels scary. And that's what courage is, you know, and I feel like confidence comes from having courage, because without the doing, it just, confidence can't be built. Confidence isn't something that we just get or create in our heads. It really comes from doing and getting better at something, whatever it is. And so I think you're spot on with that.
Yeah. And here's a little piece I always tell everybody too. It's really kind of fun, and it kind of brings in the artistic, you know, way of looking at it. And that is, when you think about your gatekeeper, think about the meanest person with the meanest face that you can think of.
Mm.
And put a face to that gatekeeper. And it just really kind of empowers you more to stand up to that gatekeeper. And when I did this exercise, of course, I picked Maleficent. So, like, that was my gatekeeper. And it's really kind of fun to do it that way.
Yeah, well, that makes it just makes it so much more of a tangible thing to be able to think about. And yeah, I really like that tip. That's good. Well, Kathy, thank you for everything you've shared. I can't, you know, 20 minutes just flies by when you're having a good conversation. So thank you for what you've shared. I know we've talked a little bit about the free gift that you have for our viewers. I will put the link here so that they can just go straight to that. Is there anything else that you would like to share about that?
Yeah, well, like I shared a little bit about the gift earlier. And if you follow those four steps and just keep doing them over and over again, of course, that will change everything. And it takes a lot to do that. You know, it sounds easy, but I think there's, I don't know, for 20 negative thoughts, you have to do like 50 positive thoughts. I mean, that's how powerful our brains are.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that I would like to offer is I have a free Relieve Your Anxiety Now confidence call. And if you go to my website, you can actually click on the schedule now and you can get a free coaching call.
Oh, awesome. Great. That's super valuable. So along with the book, they can also get a call with you to kind of dive in a little bit deeper and see mm-hmm. what might be really holding them back. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make sure to put the link there for that. Maybe we can put both links there too so that they can make sure to have access to those things. Thank you for your generosity, Kathy, and thank you for being here and for what you're creating in the world and what you shared with us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad to do it.
Yeah. Well, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow with more on the Find Your Brave Masterclass. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.